Michigan Heritage Park, Howmet Playhouse. Oh, that would be you, Beth Beeman. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. It's always wonderful to be back here in Grand Rapids.
How was the drive down?
You know what? Awesome. And, you know, I often hear people say, you know, oh, you know, people, folks that we know in Grand Rapids, oh, it just seems like it's so far. And I'm just putting the word out there today, from my door to your door, 45 minutes.
Yes. And it's a kind of a cool drive. I guess I'm talking from Grand Rapids. We have a lot of listeners in Muskegon and obviously in your area as well. But just to drive up north where you kind of lose a little of the city hyperness.
Mm-hmm. It is just a lovely drive. And you know what? It's so fast. And you come down there, you come, you know, right through Coopersville, and all of a sudden you're here. And, you know, and for both ways, actually, you know, it's 45 minutes door to door. Either way, that road, just how that works.
5 minutes, you get through a newscast, you get through a cup of coffee, and
that's about right.
You get to do a little thinking. We have a special guest on the line. Her name is Melissa Horton. You want to do the introduction?
I do. Melissa Horton is a fantastic person that works and lives up north. She's the program director at Michigan's Heritage Park. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you so much for coming back with us. I know you were on with us about a year and a half ago, and I know we just chatting. Shelley and I were chatting before we went on air, and Joni Dorsett has done a segment on the Civil War encampment, so we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I also want to talk about your event coming up in July, the Honoring Native Heritage Powwow. So let's go ahead and remind listeners a little bit about the Civil War encampment that starts on Saturday.
Okay, yep, we're kicking off our summer season here, and so this weekend from 10 to 4, both on Saturday and Sunday, we will be having a Civil War weekend, and we're going to be having people from the 3rd Michigan Volunteer Infantry Company F, we've got a Kentucky Company Number C Volunteer Confederate Infantry Unit, and we've got a Cavalry Unit coming from the Michigan Cavalry Brigade Association. So we're going to have horses, Confederates, Union soldiers, and we're going to be drilling and having a battle. We also have a singing group, the Dodworth Duel, is going to be going around serenading people with period music. And they are partly funded by the Michigan Humanities Council and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. So we always want to give a shout out for a thank you for them. We're going to do a church service on Sunday at 10:15, and that's open to the public. And we've got Bone Ends there on Saturday, which they're going to have their gourmet food truck with Tex-Mex and barbecue. So it should be a really great time this weekend. And the weather's looking perfect.
It really is, Beth.
Yeah, the Bone Ends, speaking of them, and I guess we're promoting them today too, but they came to the Taste of White Lake, which was our biggest fundraiser for the Playhouse last week, and their stuff was gone right away. And it was one of the few things that I got to try because I was running around working the whole event. But I'll tell you, they are fantastic.
Mm. Go ahead.
We like them.
No. So I have not been out to the Civil War encampment, but plan to come out tomorrow for this event. What is the cost to get in?
It is $10 for adults, and it's going to be $12 for adults. I made a mistake. And then children 2 and under are free, 65 and older, 10, 12 regular admission, children 7.
So it's very affordable, and not only do guests get to watch and be a part of the encampment, but they can also visit the park.
Yep, so the admission gets you not only into the whole Civil War weekend, but to the park in general. So while things are, you know, while you're walking around the trail, you're going to be able to talk to the civilian camp, go through the Confederate camp, the Union camp, you know, meet the cavalry, and then enjoy, you know, 10,000 years of Michigan history while you're there, too.
Only 10,000. Come on, Melissa.
Just a little bit.
So this is a kid-friendly event.
Yes, it is. This is for families. And so we're encouraging, we do have kids activities actually throughout the day too. And so we're going to target, you know, those little ones and try to keep them engaged so that the adults can stay longer and have a great time.
Well, that is fantastic.
I would plan on at least a couple hours.
A couple of hours to be there.
Yes.
I know that, like we said earlier, in July you've got the Native Heritage Powwow coming up on July 15th. And I'd like you to share a little bit more information about that as well.
Well, last year we had the first Honoring Native Heritage Powwow, and we were really happy with the public participation and the visitors that came had a great time. So this year we're going to be hosting it again for the second year. It'll be on July 15th and 16th. We're going to have the park open from 10 to 4 on both days. And actually on the 15th, the dancing usually goes till 8 p.m. So bring your chairs and, you know, plan on spending the whole day with us if you want. And this is a traditional powwow. Everybody's invited, and it's just kind of it's a great way to take place and participate in Native American culture. Visitors are encouraged to dance on, you know, open round dances and things like that. And, you know, you can see all the different dance styles from traditional to fancy to jingle while you're there. And there's some fun dances for kids. They usually do spot dances or dances for candy and things like that. And, of course, you get the whole park, just like the Civil War event. Once you get inside, admission gets you everything. There's going to be traders set up around the open field so you can kind of shop different vendors. And we're also going to have a traditional Native food truck there called Rose's Food Stand so you can try some fry bread and chili and things that they make.
Wow, not the elephant ear, I trust.
Nope. Fry bread it's similar, but I think personally it's way better. And okay. Rose's Food Stand wins awards throughout all over the country for their fry bread.
And you are doing this, and this is your second year of doing the powwow. And just to remind listeners out there that the Edward S. Curtis exhibit of all of the Native American photographs are on display now at the Muskegon Museum of Art. I have been three times. I'm actually going again tomorrow for the fourth time. And you can spend hours looking at the 723 photogravures in the exhibit. And you guys are also partnering with the Muskegon Museum of Art, you know, promoting that event as well as yours. And we are doing a play at the Howmet Playhouse. Our White Lake Youth Theater show this summer is called The Rememberer, and it's based on a true story of a Native American woman in 1911 that was taken from her family and forced into government boarding schools where they basically tried to integrate Native Americans into the white culture. And so we're doing that in partnership with what they're doing, and we're working with the little band, Little River Band of Ottawa Indians for language and history and culture. And so this is a very rich time to be involved in the culture and arts in West Michigan, and especially up in our area.
I agree. And if you do come to the park, like you said, we are in partnership with the Muskegon Museum of Art. We do have an exhibit on display of the Lakeshore Museum Center's Native American collection that is up at the park. So you can see that as well. And it ties into some of the photographs from the art museum. So showcasing jewelry and moccasins and basketry and pottery and things like that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had your microphone on, Beth, while you were talking.
Oh, sorry.
It's very technically diverse here. Moving along, I guess next question.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have things going on at all of the Lakeshore Museum Center sites. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us yet this morning?
Just that if you're looking for something to do for Father's Day at our Hackley and Hume Historic Site, we've got Fathers Get Free Tours on Father's Day, so that's something fun. Take your dad to the houses and go through the mansions with him and celebrate Fathers.
It's weekend after next, right?
Yep.
Fantastic.
And then on August 12th, if you're looking for something else up in the Whitehall area, we'll have our Taste of History, and that is when you get to actually try different foods from different time periods at the park. So normally when we cook, we can't allow visitors to taste what we're cooking, but this is the one time that they can. So they're always curious about what did food taste like in the 1700s or the 1600s or, you know, the 1900s early. So that is a fun event, too. You get to kind of come out and fill your belly up with some different things.
Yeah.
And if folks are trying to find you, both direction-wise and on the web, what's the best way to get a hold of them?
We are on social media, so we're on Facebook at Lakeshore Museum, and then lakeshoremuseum.org is our website, so you guys can check out our community calendar, and it's got all three of our sites on there, so you can see what we're doing throughout the whole summer, both at the museum, the historic sites, and the park. And to get to the park, we're located right off exit 128 off of US 31. So it's really simple. You just get off the exit and make two quick lefts, and you're at the park.
Yes, and it's one of those things for folks that have never been up to the Heritage Park. The sign to get to the park is a little bit small, so when you get take that second left and you're driving down a road, just trust that it's at the end of the road, that you're going to keep going and you will find it. Yeah, you can't find anything else once you get down there.
That's great.
Thank you for that. It is a little confusing because it used to be nothing out there. But, yep, just remember two lefts and you're going to be right there, the first two lefts off of the highway and then the first road on your left, North Durham Road.
Fantastic. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. And best of luck out there at the park for tomorrow. I can't wait to come out and see you in real life.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. And I hope everybody else can join us because the weather looks perfect and I think it's going to be a great event.
That we can talk about this event. Melissa Horton, Director of Visitor Experiences at Michigan's Heritage Park, this great Civil War weekend. Watch, you know, don't be alarmed if you hear the gun go off, right, Ben?
Just run! Just run!
Well, and it is a reenactment such that this happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what is so great about the park up there, too, is that it's, you know, you can read about things in books, you can hear the stories, but when you go up there and you actually see people reenacting this, and not just the Civil War encampment, but all at all of the other historic sites, it makes it real. And I think for not only for young people, but for adults as well, it's a reminder that, you know, even though that's our history, it's part of who we are now. I don't know how else to say that, but it's a great place and they've done a beautiful job and continue to expand and work on the park every year. And it's definitely worth the drive.
Awesome. Beth Beeman with us. She drives down to talk about what's happening in our most northern listening area. Beth Playhouse, our Howmet Playhouse manager. You ready to talk about what's in your own backyard?
Of course, as always. Sometimes we don't get to share too much of what's going on at the Playhouse, but we're coming into our the last month of our spring season, and then we jump into summer at the beginning of July. So we actually have this next weekend, Father's Day weekend, June 15, 16, and 17, the Nuveen Center for the Arts, their theater arts project is doing Charlotte's Web, the musical, being directed by our friend of the show, Alice Gamble. And this is a middle school and high school production. They've been working on this for a couple of months, and they load in on the sets being put up now as we speak, and that show opens next Thursday. And, you know, it's just your traditional show, but it is a musical, so that's really fun, and it's something a little bit different.
That's Wilbur the Pig.
Wilbur and Charlotte.
Oh,
it's a good thing Charlotte's cute.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of spiders, but boy, that Charlotte is awfully cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's happening, this next weekend, and the shows start at 7 o'clock, and the pre-sale tickets for that are 7 in advance and 9 at the door. And then at the end of June, we've got a little bit of a break for us at the Playhouse. The end of June is June 30th. We're bringing in the Gordon Lightfoot Tribute Band with Mike Forns as Gordon Lightfoot. He's been doing this since 2007. Yeah, and he has a band called the Whispers of the North, and they basically sound just like Gordon Lightfoot. And Gordon himself has said, you know, he loves the band, he loves the group, and they tour all over Michigan. And they contacted me a couple of months ago and said we'd love to come and do a show. And yeah, so we're really lucky to have them. So that's coming up, like I said, Friday, June 30th at 7:30. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and it's a nice way to be able to, you know, sit back and enjoy some real Michigan music. You know, nothing like a little bit of Legends. Yeah.
Imagine they'll do the classic Edmund Fitzgerald.
Edmund Fitzgerald, yes, absolutely. And if you stop and think about all the music that is Gordon Lightfoot's music, and you think, oh, I know that song, and I know that song. You know, If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, Carefree Highway, Rainy Day People.
Rainy Day People?
Yeah, those are all his music. And you think, oh, I know more than just the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Goodness.
Yeah, so it's definitely a show worth coming out for. So tickets are on sale now, and they're selling pretty quickly, so get your tickets soon. And that brings us up to our very, very busy summer season. We do this is actually our 10th annual Summer Theater Festival this year. So we've been doing this for a little while. I know. Can you believe that? And we do 7 different shows on 7 weekends. So, and actually Central Michigan University comes in the second weekend of the festival, and they do 3 shows. They do 3 different productions. So that's been a tradition that we've been carrying on for the last 10 years. And so we have shows that are comedies. We have some dramas this year. So lots of fun stuff going on up north and at the Haumet Playhouse.
So The Seamstress.
Yeah, this is a really great show, and the it was something that we had read about a year ago, and it's a bit more of a drama, but there is some comedy in there, and I don't want to give too much away, but one of the things that's really neat about this is that we are partnering with Every Woman's Place, which is a domestic abuse resource up in Muskegon County, and the author, C.C. Dwyer, of this play does not accept the royalties, but asks that we give the royalties to a domestic abuse shelter in our area. So it's a really great, it's a great partnership, and it's something that's an awareness thing. It takes place, the play itself takes place in 1916. In a more well-to-do family, and so it's not just about domestic abuse, but it is a part of this, and it's kind of a shining a light a little bit on that. So it's a little bit more serious, and not necessarily for our young audiences, but definitely a must see this summer.
That would be the weekend of July 6th through 8th after our July 4th. Well, that's on a Tuesday this year, has
yes.
come and gone. You want to talk also a little bit about the next 3 minutes or so? You have a capital campaign that's doing very well.
We do have a capital campaign that's doing very well. We went public with our campaign back in November. At that point, we had raised $1.8 million of the $3.6 that is our goal. We are currently, and drum roll please, at $3.1 million. We have about mid-July is our goal to finish up our fundraising. The monies that we have now and the pledges that we have now are the result of a lot of work from a fantastic team that have been out there, shaking the bushes for individuals, for corporations, as well as foundations. We've gotten a lot of really terrific support from foundations, including the Grand Rapids Fry Foundation. They have been very generous to support us as well. And I know that Melissa had mentioned the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. We have applied for a grant for support from them, and I cannot understate the importance of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs in everything that happens in the arts in Michigan. Their support, both financially and just being behind the arts, is invaluable. So that being said, the campaign continues. We currently have a $200,000 anonymous challenge. So every dollar for dollar at this point that is met will be matched with $200,000 cash. So we're excited. We have a floor plan. We know what we're doing. The renovations include addressing safety and accessibility issues, as well as putting on a modest addition, which will allow for handicap accessible bathrooms, for access to our stage, which we don't currently have for folks with mobility issues. We'll have new dressing rooms, a green room, new technical theater equipment, new seating, kind of the whole nine yards. And then the challenge with that too is preserving the historic integrity of this building. And it is 100 years old. So when it was built really well. And so we want to preserve the look of it and the feel of it while bringing it into this next century so that it'll be around for another 100 years for folks like me and you and people that we'll never know.
Yes, the Haumet Playhouse. What's your address, please?
You can find us at haumetplayhouse.org, and we are always on Facebook with lots of active things going on in Facebook, but our actual physical location is at 304 South Mears in Whitehall. And there is some construction going on downtown, but you can still get around the construction, and that will be the roads will be open well before our summer season opens, and it will be beautiful. The streetscape will be lovely when it's all finished, so come on up and check that out.
Allows you to sleep a little better at night, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Playhouse manager. Haumet Playhouse, our co-host here on a monthly basis when it comes to what's happening up north. Thanks to you, Beth Beeman. Take care.